AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. After spending the evening with his extended family in Kenya, President Obama is addressing the Global Entrepreneurship Summit being held in Nairobi. Obama says entrepreneurship is not only an economic force, it helps change governments and cultures.
It's the spark of prosperity. It helps citizens stand up for their rights and push back against corruption.
After his 2 days in Kenya, Obama travels to Ethiopia next week. Emily Mann says it took her a bit to realize the gunshots she was hearing inside the theater in Lafayette, Louisiana, were not part of the train wreck movie she was watching. After seeing the flash of the gun, Mann says she hit the floor to get out.
I got down, started making my way down the stairs on my hands and knees, lost a shoe, left my purse. So by the time I got down, somebody helped me around the corner. I could still hear shots at that point.
Two women were killed, 9 other people wounded in the Thursday night shooting. Police say the gunman, 59-year-old John Russell Hauser, tried to blend in with those escaping the building. But he turned around, went back into the theater, fired several more shots, then killed himself. Los Angeles police shot and killed a man armed with a gun in a busy San Fernando Valley shopping district. Verda Kasesian tells KNBC-TV she took a cell phone video of the man sitting on a wall near a bank.
We heard two or three gunshots where he fired into the air, and then he held it in his lap as if it was the most casual thing to do.
Passerby Terry Burstein says a man seemed uninterested in shooting at people who were walking by. Turkey has sent jets to attack Islamic State group targets in Syria, as well as camps belonging to Kurdish militants in northern Iraq. That Kurdish group has been successful in the fight against the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. This is AP Radio News. Jonathan Pollard, sent to jail in the 1980s for spying for Israel, could be out of prison soon. Joss Simpson has more.
Pollard becomes eligible for parole in November on the 30th anniversary of his arrest on charges of selling classified information to Israel. He will be presumptively eligible for release unless the U.S. Parole Commission determines that he has a record of bad behavior in prison or is likely to commit new crimes. U.S. officials say they're unlikely to oppose his parole, but the Justice Department says it expects Pollard to serve out his entire sentence. Ross Simpson, Washington.
There are reports from Australia that a man has been killed by a shark off Tasmania. Witnesses say the man and his daughter were underwater diving for scallops when the attack occurred. Fatal shark attacks are rare in Australia, further than 2 deadly attacks per year. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.